Time to say good morning and welcome to Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch for our weekly City Hall updates. A beautiful one it is, Mayor.
It is a beautiful one.
The daffodils are blooming.
See, my tulips are popping up out front in my house. It's popping through the ground. Good sign.
I remember you saying that you planted about 6,000 of them or something.
It wasn't that many, but what I planted looks like they're coming up. I planted them the right way. I threw them upside down.
That's always a challenge. I noticed the other day the daffodils are coming up over at Peacefield, so that's always a great sign.
Yeah, that was a great sign.
Yes.
Beautiful visual when you go by there.
Absolutely, yeah. And I had the opportunity to, speaking of Peacefield, to attend the service for Kelly Cobble at the Methodist Church in Wollaston back on Saturday. What a fantastic tribute.
It was packed. I mean, in retrospect, they probably needed obviously a bigger venue.
Yes.
But it was jammed. It was really well done.
Yeah, it was.
Kelly touched a lot of people.
Indeed. Yeah. Will there be some kind of a recognition or tribute at Arts Fest for her this year?
My guess is there will be something with the Arts Fest because she devoted so many hours to the Arts Fest over the year. So I'm sure we'll be having a discussion with the Arts folks.
Yes.
Arts Fest folks, I should say.
Yep.
Excuse me, the allergies this morning are tough, Jim.
I know.
I'm sure that there'll be something for sure to recognize her contributions.
Yeah, it's coming up the end of May for folks just to kind of note on their calendars, too.
Yep.
Mayor, can we talk a little bit about the plans to expand the Pine Hill Cemetery? It came before the Finance Committee of the City Council last night, and as was continued, it remains in committee. There are some questions about the finances. Some councils looking for a more detailed breakdown.
Yeah, sure. I know Commissioner Murphy was to present last night the plans, which we've been working on for quite some time. Actually, you know, the acreage of that, we say expansion, but we're really not expanding beyond our boundaries. But historically, cemeteries are built sections at a time because you build them out as you bring money in. It gives you the finances to build on the next section. Well, years ago when we went to do the next section, we were stopped by the state because of the environmental concerns of the copperhead snake and the rattlesnake. So it's considered technically a snake habitat. So that literally took years, Joe, to get squared away with Department of Natural Heritage and the various agencies that touch issues such as that, environmentally sensitive ones. So it took many years to get that approved. So we essentially gave up additional space in our own land going forward in exchange to get this space approved and permitted. So it's going to give us grace for a long time, no question about it. But it's a big project. Pine Hill is going to be beautiful, actually. Pine Hill right now, the roads need work. It needs more trees. The attention to detail needs a little bit more work. So in addition to expanding, creating, I think, about 5,000 new graves, we'll be doing the roads over, doing the entrances over, planting some new trees, doing the office setup over for the public when they come in to interact. It'll be a much more professional setting. So it'll really elevate Pine Hill Cemetery. It's going to be some beautiful park elements in there, which I think people will enjoy. So the cemetery is not just a place for burial. They're also a place for people to come and walk and ride their bike, contemplate, enjoy the quietness in the city area. So it's going to be handsome when it's finished. So I'm assuming that Commissioner Murphy and his team will get those questions answered for the city council and we can get on the construction fairly soon.
There is, I guess, some confusion as to exactly how many graves will be created. I wonder if you could explain that a little better.
Well, I mean, as they build it out, I mean, they do estimates ahead of time. And then you've got the full death burials and then you've got cremation niches. So it's a combination thereof. I forget off the top of my head the breakdown between the two, but I thought it was around 5,000 graves. A single grave, full casket burial, is for two people, actually.
Right.
It's, you know, when you say single, it means two. Double is four. Triple is six. That's just the lingo in the cemetery world.
Mm-hmm.
Some cemeteries have what we call flats instead of townhouses, and they're side by side.
Yep.
So they take up more room in a linear way. But this cemetery will be double depth. Therefore, a single grave is for two people. And then we've got areas of that cemetery that you really can't do the full depth because of ledge and so forth. So we're going to be doing a number of niche walls for cremations, which cremations have become far more popular these days. So there'll be a number of cremation niches. And again, I don't have the breakdown in front of me, but there'll be a lot of options for people going forward when they're thinking about their loved ones and the final days and how they honor them. I think it's going to be a really beautiful spot.
And was there a minor expansion last year, addition to 500 sites that you're aware of?
Well, we did a little section that was, yes, up in Section 7. And over the years, we also took back, with permission from the Jewish community, a number of unused Jewish graves that was set aside back in the late 60s. So between those two things, it kept us going because we were literally running out of burial space when we had plenty of land. So now we'll be in a good place, and we'll be able to do pre-sale, which we haven't done in a long time. When people are making their arrangements, they'll be able to get it all squared away ahead of time.
And I know you've said before that those sales will cover the cost of this project. Is that right?
That's right. It pays for itself. That's the beauty of this. It's over time, and in fact, I think the lots will go rather quickly. It will pay back the debt on it, and then some, because you're going to, in addition to the sale of lots, people pay what's called a perpetual care fee, which also goes into a separate trust fund, which helps maintain the cemetery going forward. So it's an easy one, in my view, to vote for, because it pays for itself.
And will this build out that cemetery? That will be it after this?
That should be it. Yeah. I mean, there may be some nibbling around the edges. Mm-hmm. Maybe they find a little spot here and there, but generally speaking, this is the last of the major expansions, correct?
And is that it for all the city cemeteries? Will they all be full at that point?
That's pretty much it. Yeah. I mean, who knows down the road what some creative people may do. I mean, there's probably spots in Mount Wollaston, for example, that we could create some, cremation niches or walls in certain spots, which might allow some stuff later. Mm-hmm. But generally speaking, you're running out of land, so the old saying, buy land or ain't make any more of it.
Yeah.
That's very true with the cemeteries. Obviously, you've got particularly Mount Wollaston and the others, they're all built out for the most part.
Sure. Very good. Mayor, can we talk a little bit more about development in Wollaston Center? I know that that's before the planning board right now in terms of naming it a urban revitalization district. What would that actually do?
Yeah, so essentially it's rezoning Wollaston Center, changing up the zoning requirements. It creates an urban redevelopment district, which then has to get approved by the state, which allows us then to create a DIF district. It creates kind of an overlay of the Wollaston Center. You know, I've been hearing from folks, and I certainly observed it myself, Wollaston getting a little tired, needs some new investment, needs some new projects, if you will, public works projects, as well as investment from the private community. And, you know, we've learned how to do it pretty well with Quincy Center, though this will be nothing of the scale of Quincy Center. There's similar tools. And the goal is to bring in some new development, bring in some new retail, create a much more friendly environment. We have a brand new Wollaston Tea Station. It's a nice village setting down there, if you will. It's on the edge of neighborhoods, so you don't want to get too big, although you've got, you know, two very large towers with the senior buildings in the heart of Wollaston Center, so it's not like there's no building density down there. We do have some density. So this will pay some attention, not only from the city, but we're already hearing from developers, investors, on what the options could be, what we want to see down there. And then, you know, there'll be some more community meetings going forward, but essentially we got to get the zoning changed before we can do much else. And that's the goal right now between the planning board and the city council.
Good. I know the state transportation secretary toured downtown with you last week. Did he make any promises for funding?
Promises to work with us. we had a good discussion. They're very impressed, and I say this in a bragging way, but they're very impressed with what we've done in Quincy Center with the DIF district, obviously the district improvement financing, what we've done with the urban development district. We've created as you know, the state's looking for a lot more housing starts for people. We're part of the Ring of Valley around Boston, and there's more housing needed. So we've been doing our share along the tracks. They're very happy and pleased with that. And, you know, we laid out some of the challenges, including challenges on their own property, like the MBTA station at Quincy Center. And we had a good discussion, and we also then met with the general manager of the T the following day, Steve Plowtech, and had a good discussion about the same item, which is the Quincy Center station and the replacement of it. It's not only ugly, but it's not as functional as it ought to be for people. So we got some plans working with the state to replace the station, as well as to see some development right along that stretch of the tracks. Hmm.
Finally, Mayor, how did the opening of the Furnace Brook Golf Course go last Friday?
I wasn't there, but according to my sources, everything went well. Mm-hmm. They're underway, and obviously that as the weather gets better, so does the rounds of golf.
Right.
Maybe not for me, but for the average person. But no, we're in good shape. We get everything lined up. We got a good throw in place. We're working the improvements for the facility, and pretty soon we'll have a design for the clubhouse and final design, I should say, and then move forward with a package to the city council. Again, with the goal of floating a bond, but that the facility would pay for itself over time with the use of the golf, bringing the revenue of the golf in.
Right. Always good to talk to you, Mayor. I hope your allergies are better. It's supposed to rain for the rest of the week after today, so that should help you.
Yeah, that'll help, and then the mold spores will start. No, it's fine. I'll survive.
Spring.
Have a great day, Joe.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. It's the Mayor Thomas Cook, our weekly City Hall update here on AEM Quincy.